Blog Talk Radio.
We walk alone in the unknown. We live to win another victory. We are the young, dying sons. We live to change the face of history.
About pro wrestling and what happened and the World Wrestling Entertainment Monday Night Raw tonight, as well as the fallout from SummerSlam's pay-per-view last night, which was a pay-per-view very exciting, one that has not delivered as much as the one in the past have. SummerSlam definitely a good show, followed by a decent Monday Night Raw. First and foremost, that we want to start out the show by sending our condolences. As you know, the Roman Show is very highly on mixed martial arts and pro wrestling, and as well as current events. But our condolences to the family of Sean Thompson, an MMA trainer, very well known in the world, in the MMA world. Again, our condolences. I had the opportunity of speaking to him, actually, earlier this year at a Bellator tournament. Very nice man, and may he rest in peace. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to speak about what happened tonight on Monday Night Raw and last night's SummerSlam, which some are calling one of the best pay-per-views so far out of the year. Some even calling it better than WrestleMania. And if we look back at WrestleMania this year, it was kind of dull. Hopefully, I'll have a different outcome next year when it comes to Miami, Florida. I am Harold Rodolfo Roman. Follow me on Twitter, at RomanDH, or visit my website, RodolfoRoman.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook, Facebook.com/RodolfoRoman. Just click the like fan page. Follow up for news and free stuff, including free stuff from the mixed martial arts world. And before we get started, I want to invite every single person listening to us in South Florida. We have a great event August 19th at the War Memorial Auditorium. Fight Time Promotions presents Pride and Glory, Fight Time 6, featuring live mixed martial arts action. There will be more than 10 fights in Fort Lauderdale. Again, that is Pro MMA, brought to you by Fight Time Promotions, and I will be hosting that show, so make sure you purchase your tickets by visiting Ticketmaster.com or the website FightTimePromotions.com. Mike Bernhard will be main eventing the event. Local favorite Mike Bruno will be on the card. And Chris Big Boy Jensen, in which I had the opportunity of interviewing him earlier this week, or last week, will be on the card. He'll be facing Cedric James. Also, John Rivera, a man who has over 30 years in the kickboxing world, will be making his pro MMA debut. He will be fighting against Javier Baez. So, folks, purchase your tickets right now, fighttimepromotions.com or ticketmaster.com to purchase your tickets. All right, let's talk about Monday Night Raw. First, I want to open up by saying that as soon as Monday Night Raw finished, Shawn Michaels tweeted the following. He got a text. Damn, everything is technology now. I'm going to text me a beatdown to somebody at Raw. Now, this is kind of cryptic, kind of an enigma. Could we see an appearance of Shawn Michaels? We don't know yet. We can't really tell now with the Twitter, as Chris Jericho has mentioned some stuff and kind of has us dubious as far as his appearance in WWE. But then again, it makes it kind of interesting. There's a lot of rumors out there as far as this angle with CM Punk, Triple H, and Nash. Some saying that it could reunite the Clique. The Clique was Triple H, Nash, and Shawn Michaels. And also, Scott Hall was in there even along with X-Pac. They're saying that we could possibly see some sort of a reunite these guys, every single one of them, on Monday Night Raw or a possible pay-per-view show. It would be kind of interesting because you'll have this PG era versus this Attitude era, which is we're kind of seeing a mixture of it, and would make it very, very interesting and kind of unite the old fans and the new fans. Folks, soon we're going to be opening up the phone line, 714-868-0222. That's 714-868-0222. Before we continue and open up a little bit about this CM Punk angle, I just want to give the awards for tonight. Mess up of the day or F up of the day goes to Jack Swagger. What a horrible attempt at a gut wrench powerbomb on Alex Riley. He had to do it several times until he actually landed the move. It looked like crap. Jack Swagger, in my opinion, seems like a jobber. And now, after the fight, he went out to speak to Vicky Guerrero. Hopefully that could give him a boost. But the guy looks like a bum. He is a former WWE champ that is getting treated just the same treatment that the Brooklyn Jobber or the Brooklyn Brawler had one time in the old WWF days. So definitely they need to do something with Jack Swagger. I heard that maybe they might have Michael Cole manage him. But they need to work on his character, his doll. The guy's big, strong. He has a look, but he has no charisma. He's very, very, very boring. Also, I thought it was very comical, the Vicky Guerrero and Dolph Ziggler segment. I thought it was pretty funny. Vicky Guerrero playing that heel very, very well. And Dolph Ziggler as well feeding off her character. All right, let's talk about this John Cena. And by the way, good vibes from this Monday Night Raw because we didn't get to see Monday Night John Cena 2 hours and 5 minutes into the show. That is great. It's about darn time. We're bored of John Cena doing the whole dog and pony show and talking about the same baloney that I want this and I want that. Now, we can obviously already see what's going to happen here. More than likely, a Night of the Champions, what we can expect is either a Fatal 4 match between Alberto Del Rio, Rey Mysterio, CM Punk, and John Cena. That's what I'm calling. However, it could be a three-way dance between Del Rio, Cena, and CM Punk. Mysterio is injured, although we might, it's not out there, but he is suffering from some injuries, so it would be kind of quite interesting to see if he were to be involved in this fight. I think that the reason why Alberto Del Rio did a number on him after the fight was for that reason, to take him out of commission, and hopefully setting up a feud later on between these two. Possibly Mysterio retiring after fighting Del Rio for one last time and passing on the torch to Del Rio, who actually is part of history now. Alberto Del Rio is the first Mexican-born pro wrestler to win the WWE champion. So he broke the rules. He's definitely breaking the barriers. Rey Mysterio is not Mexican. He was actually born in the United States, although his parents were from Mexico. Same thing with Eddie Guerrero. He was born in the United States of America. But Del Rio is actually a Mexican. Actually, he's a part of a well-known family in the world of Mexican wrestling of luchadors. All right, we have one caller here. We're going to talk about real quick about what happened tonight as far as Kevin Nash. And a lot of speculation on here. What's going to happen? We're still confused. We're still dazed. We have no idea. I think it's great. They killed already the angle between John Cena and CM Punk. So to have Kevin Nash talking, and then later on, after he spoke with CM Punk and traded off some words, which I kind of saw Kevin Nash ticked off from what CM Punk was saying. Nash was seen with John Laurinaitis in the back, and they went to discuss an idea. I think that builds a lot of question marks and we still don't know what could happen again. We could possibly see the clique reunite one day at the WWE. All right, I have one caller we're going to go to. Welcome to the Roman Show. May I have your name?
This is El Electrico, papi.
Hey, El Electrico. Folks, before we continue about pro wrestling, I want to give an introduction to this man. This is El Electrico, a man who wrestles for ICW, a local promotion here in South Florida. El Electrico has been making waves and headlines all over South Florida for his unique, colorful, charismatic character. El Electrico, how you doing out there?
I'm doing very sexy tonight, papi. You know, I hear that you were talking about, you know, Mexico and stuff. You know, I originally was there, and I would say Del Rio is one of the sexiest men I've ever met, but I'm very, very thankful for this opportunity to be part of this Roman show.
Well, the pleasure is mine, El Electrico. I believe you have a match coming up soon in ICW, or you're working on one.
Well, basically, on August 27th, we are having a show down in by 17th Avenue, and let me see, I think it's, 27th Avenue and 17th Street. You could actually visit our website at www.indycw.com for all the details. I will be managing my sexy, sexy man, the Macho Mark, in a 8-man tag team match. You could definitely, definitely not miss out on that great action. I could promise you on that. But what is it about this WWE Raw that you were talking about, Bobble? Because I was watching it myself. My God, I love watching those men in spandex. Tell me exactly what you were talking about there.
Well, El Electrico, I think we could possibly see a bunch of people that we haven't seen in quite some time and possible reunite the clique. I don't know, there's some rumors out there, but rumors are flying through the internet that possibly Shawn Michaels, Triple H, Kevin Nash, even Scotty Hall could probably leave the booth and come back to pro wrestling, and X-Pac come back one more time to WWE. What do you think about those rumors on Electrico?
Well, those are just rumors, Papo. You know, you have to think about this, you know. You're talking about the clique, something that was formed back in the 1990s. You know, this is now 2011. I believe if you would have to think of anything besides the clique, you have to look at the major factors that was played out tonight. Say, for instance, that sexy, sexy old man, John Laurinaitis, and then, oh my God, the big, sexy Kevin Nash. You know, just together. Imagine that. You're seeing John Laurinaitis already portraying himself as the new Vince McMahon in the WWE. And then on top of that, you got Kevin Nash, who's portraying as maybe the new Steve Austin. And then you got maybe future incoming wrestlers, maybe X-Pac, you never know. Maybe Shawn Michaels, HBK. Anyway.
Okay, I think you're getting a little too excited here. But your opinion as far as this angle, where does it go, and where do you throw in John Cena into the mix? He seemed to be at his place today. Like, they just threw him in there because he is the face of the company.
Well, that's true. That is true. John Cena is the face of the WWE, just like Steve Austin was years ago, and just as how Hulk Hogan was years even before that. You know, you have to see it this way, Mr. Roman. You have to see it as in CM Punk is now being portrayed as the face of the company. They're trying to build him up. So what I'm trying to say is that in this feud that you see John Cena, I think, has already been written out of the storyline. The reason why is because of how he's already going to start a development feud with Alberto Del Rio, which is, he's my own countryman. You know, on top of that, you're seeing CM Punk not just feuding with now the big man, Kevin Nash, but you're also seeing him feud with Stephanie McMahon, Triple H, John Laurinaitis. So that's where I think my take is on that, Mr. Roman.
Yeah, absolutely.
say something about you. You being Mexican, your accent is horrible. But we'll talk about that at some other time. Electrical, plug your show. When's your next show? And where can people visit you? Do you have a fan page you want to plug?
Sure. You could always visit me on Facebook. Just look up El Electrico. I'm going to be the sexy man with the rainbow mask. On top of that, just visit our website at www.ndcw.com. I am going to be there. I will be there on August 27th at the Polish American Club for Summer Brawl. Our main event is one that cannot be missed. It will be Michael Mannix defending his title against this man's final match, the five-star superstar, Max Stardom. I will be there managing my main man, one half of the Rainbow Express, Macho Mark, in an eight-man tag team match that you still cannot miss, which is against the K5. You have to be there. It's August 27th. Please visit our website at www.ndcw.com for all the event details.
Electrico, always a pleasure to have you here at the Roman Show as we discuss pro wrestling. And good luck on your future endeavors, and we hope to have you here soon.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Roman. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you very much, and go ahead and enjoy Lincoln Road and South Beach and all of that. Enjoy yourself. See you next time on the Roman Show. All right, we have one more caller here. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am, Roman. How you doing? It's Randall.
Hey, it's Randall. Randall Villafaña, who is a pro wrestling expert himself, man who has known about this business just as much as I have. Randall, your thoughts on Monday Night Raw today? We were talking earlier today as far as possibly seeing the Click reunite and the WWE, or maybe even setting some sort of, now I'm just talking crap, but it sounds pretty good. Possibly you could see maybe like an Attitude Era versus a PG Era type of thing in Survivor Series with the Click reuniting and maybe throwing in there a CM Punk, a John Cena, a Del Rio going at it. I mean, what do you think about that?
It's been very interesting to see what they've been developing. I mean, as of late, it's just been, it's always been the complaints from everybody, from the whole crowd about the whole PG era that's been going on. And it seems just like Punk said, I mean, he opened up a door for change, and that's obviously what's been happening ever since the well-known shoot-style promo that happened. But since then, it's just been... the storylines have just been developing so well, in a sense, that people are just not expecting certain things to happen. And the way things are just rounding themselves out, it's just impressive.
Absolutely. You know, I definitely got to give kudos to that Punk and Nash promo. It was more like a shoot because these guys were going at it. And I think Kevin Nash actually got pretty pissed off at what Punk said, saying that his career is over with. And one important note, Randall, and a lot of people don't know about this, Kevin Nash was actually working over the weekend over there at the Juggalos Festival in Illinois, you know, brought by the Insane Clown Posse, who also own a wrestling company. But Kevin Nash was actually booked for indie promotions over there. He turned it down and told no one about what he was going to do over the weekend. And, in fact, he was scheduled to wrestle over the weekend, and actually gave that match to Diamond Dallas Page. So we don't know what contract Kevin Nash has with the WWE. I know when he came back in the Royal Rumble, he had a Legends contract. We don't know if they're going to give him some sort of contract maybe to the end of the year or to WrestleMania. Could we see maybe even a CM Punk versus Nash in WrestleMania? A lot of speculation. A lot of people don't know. But I will tell you this much, Randall. The fact that Kevin Nash came out Sunday and powerbombed CM Punk took Edge's return to the shadows. No one has spoken about Edge's return. No one has given any type of interest.
Yeah, it's pretty much hard to even overdo the Jackknife powerbomb. It's really something that, you know, it's been a while since we've seen it. The last time that Kevin Nash showed up at the Royal Rumble, it was something unexpected as well, but we didn't get to see that from him. So to see him come out at such a moment so defining right now in WWE and pull out the classic jackknife was definitely something that took practically the whole show by storm.
Yeah, and you know, and Kevin Nash still looks good in shape. The guy's jacked. He looks a little weird as far as when he walks, I guess, because his height, you know, and these big guys, they're always hurting as far as the weight and so forth. But the guy looks good in shape. You can't take nothing away from him. And I want to invite the callers out there, anyone listening in, 714-868-0222. That's 714-868-0222 as we talk pro wrestling here on the Roman Show Part 3. Also, Rand, I want to let you know, I don't know if you know about this, but former WWE star Funaki was backstage yesterday at SummerSlam. He was actually visiting some friends, and former writer, WWE writer and director of the Bigger, Stronger, Faster documentary, Chris Bell, was also there. And, you know, another thing about what happened with SummerSlam, which the Randy Orton and Christian fight last night, they're calling it one of the best fights of the year. And it seems that feud is over with. No longer will that feud carry on. But we do have one feud that's going to continue after the SummerSlam, and that is Sheamus versus Mark Henry. What do you think about those two, Sheamus and Mark Henry? I think they put Sheamus in the backyard. This guy was a champ. Definitely has the look, has the ego, a character, but they kind of put him into the back burner, having a feud with Mark Henry, who has been there for ages. Ages.
Yeah. I think really it's just, I mean, there's been that rumor of what's going to be the Undertaker's final match, finally, when he comes around. And it seems like what the rumor is that they're trying to build Mark Henry up as much as possible. And obviously they're giving the whole persona of, you know, the fear that nobody can take him down. Sheamus being the one to come up and try and stand up. And even him at that point couldn't even finish the job. So, I mean, I think they're trying to take the developmental part towards Mark Henry more than they are of Sheamus, which is unfortunate because Sheamus really well when it comes to working the microphone, again, the physique. The guy is tremendously athletic. I mean, a man from that size jumping off the top rope doing shoulder blocks, it's something that he has, that he can definitely be one of those personas in WWE to hold the belt and have it for a while. So I see what they do with him, hopefully.
Absolutely. And, you know, what's your opinion on the Stephanie McMahon and CM Punk confrontation and Stephanie McMahon saying that, you know, things happen to those people? Well, I'm trying to remember the actual words, but the actual words is, in the end, people get what they deserve. Stephanie McMahon, which we have not seen too much of her on TV. It's been a while. It's been a while. And it's going to be kind of interesting to see both Triple H and Stephanie McMahon on TV since, you know, one of the boss's daughter, and Triple H being the son-in-law. So to put these two into an angle is going to be amazing, and we just got to wait for this. But we also don't know if this is some sort of a retribution as of what CM Punk did when he went to Comic-Con and kind of insulted Triple H's wife. Again, these are things that have not been stated, but it's going to be interesting with time develops. And I think for once we have a really good storyline that might end all the way to WrestleMania with throwing in there Kevin Nash and all these guys and all these things. And they're even saying that there's another wrestler who was part of the Attitude Era who will be coming to the WWE. We don't know his name yet or her name yet, but there will be an appearance of one of those era guys coming back. And it's not The Rock.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, I guess I should have expected Stephanie McMahon to at least give the appearance, but it really caught me off guard when she actually showed up on screen in SummerSlam in the first place. So it's really interesting the way that they're taking all these different directions, things that are really unexpected. And it's really surprising me. It's really surprising me. It caught me completely off guard. And, I mean, I've been satisfied so far with what they've done ever since they actually kind of started the storyline, apart from the fact that, you know, a lot of people agree that they should have probably waited a little bit more for the CM Punk return, but at this point, it's actually worked out to their benefit.
Absolutely. Well, Randall, thank you very much for calling. We have another caller, and I hope to see you and speak to you next Monday on the Roman Show, right after Monday Night Raw. Thank you very much, Randall, for joining us.
Definitely. Thank you, Roman, and awesome show, man. I'm enjoying it very much, man.
Thank you, Randall. Thank you. 714-868-0222 to call in. That's 714-868-0222. We have another caller. Caller, are you there?
Romanowski, how are you doing, buddy?
Hey.
This is George.
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, George. Welcome aboard to the Roman Show. What are your thoughts on Monday Night Raw today? What's your grade scale from an A to an F?
A to an F?
Yes, A through F.
Is that
what would it, A, B, C, D? I'm forgetting E. How about, all right, from a 1 to 5 scale, 5 being the highest. It's late, man, it's late. 1 to 5, what's your rate on today's Monday Night Raw?
I would give it a 3 for action, but a 5 for promo, man.
Really, you think that Kevin Nash and CM Punk really did it, huh?
Yeah, bro, like, you can't, bro, come on. Rome, you know, like, literally those promos between those two guys, like CM Punk and Kevin Nash, they stole the damn show, man. And I do apologize if I'm saying words I'm not supposed to use, but those guys were, that they stole the show, man. Those promos were amazing. You can't go wrong.
You know what?
Like,
every time that CM Punk gets on that mic, or that pipe bomb, as he calls it, it seems to amaze me that they never gave an opportunity to CM Punk to be on TV and speak the way he does, because the guy is amazing. He has me confused all the time. I don't even know if he's doing the shoot or if it's scripted, but this guy should be the face of the WWE. He is definitely a new Stone Cold Steve Austin, which I would even think a bigger and meaner attitude. Aside from a person who is, you know, not sponsoring and promoting alcohol, but CM Punk is just a badass.
No, I agree. I agree with you completely, and not just because you're the host, but because you're right. You know, I do see CM Punk as the new face of the WWE. You know, and honest to you, and honest to everyone, like that's wrestling fans. You know, it's a given. You know, I think Cena's era is over. And I think
it's about time. And we saw that today. We didn't get to see John Cena until 2 minutes or five minutes into the show. And actually, I'm kind of ticked off at the WWE because they stole about 6 minutes or so of pro wrestling to put in that dumb Conan the Barbarian movie, which has no comparison to Arnold Schwarzenegger when he played Conan. This movie is something that it's not going to do too well. But the bottom line is they cheated off. You know, they cheated. I personally thought that we would have seen a little more of CM Punk and Kevin Nash to finish off the show. The ending of the show was weak. John Cena coming out to save Rey Mysterio. Rey Mysterio, unfortunately for him, he's a great wrestler, but has not been treated well. Only held the belt recently for less than an hour. He's just being stepped on. George, one final thought. We're about to end the show.
Okay.
You want to say something else as far as Monday Night Raw? What can we expect maybe on SmackDown?
Well, if you don't mind me saying, Roman, you know, basically as far as Raw is concerned, I think, and don't get me wrong, I read this off of wrestling websites just like every other fan. You know, I saw that, you know, basically – probably today, the reason what happened to Rey Mysterio is because of his injury towards his knee. So you pretty much could see the ending of Rey Mysterio's career go one by one per day. Like, I personally think that's the reason why you saw that little writing out in the end. But personally, Rome, all WWE aside, your show is amazing. I've been listening to it. I love how you give the fans their chance. This is, you know, I've known you for years, and I love this, and basically I'm planning on listening to it every single day, every time you have it on.
Well, thank you, George. Really appreciate that. But absolutely, I thank you very much for calling in, George, and we'll talk to you the next show next Monday right after Raw. But we want to let you know that, that whole Del Rio beating up on Rey Mysterio, there's no, without a shadow of a doubt, that's the reason why it happened. because we want to take this guy out. He is suffering, he has a lot of injuries. But again, it's unfortunate. Rey Mysterio is a great wrestler, a person with great character, a great heart. And obviously we saw a huge pop for him in San Diego, California. And I wish that Rey Mysterio could retire as a champion just like Edge did. But I don't see that happening. I still think that Del Rio will be his last opponent when he comes back out of injury. Let's see if that's true. But I think that that will be happening. I think it's a good way to send off Rey Mysterio to retirement and passing on the torch to another Mexican wrestler, Nestor Belda del Rio. All right, folks, that is the end of the Roman Show, episode number 4. Tune in Wednesday at 9 p.m. That is what we have scheduled for. We're going to be talking some MMA. We're going to have some pro mixed martial arts fighters who will be competing August 19th at the One More Auditorium for Fight 10 number 6, Pride and Glory. And again, you could always call us here at the show throughout the live event, the live show. That's at 714. And right now my number escapes me as it's a little too late over here in the east side. But again, call in live. I'll give you the number, 714-868-0222. Tune in every single time. You don't want to miss. We always have special guests and a lot of information you won't get anywhere else. All right, folks, if you missed it, you could just hit play and you can listen to the show. Folks, follow me on Twitter at RomanDH. Follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/RodolfoRRoman. Visit my website, RodolfoRoman.com. And we will see you next time on The Roman Show. Good night, folks.
We live to win another victory. We are the young.